Nationally, from child abuse, child advocacy centers across the country, they've picked the pinwheel. But they've done the pinwheel because it's supposed to represent a happy, carefree childhood. It's not meant to represent the number of children who have been abused. It's really just trying to say when you see a pinwheel, you think of a child being happy, carefree, running around a backyard. And that's really the symbol that the pinwheel has taken on. And it literally, you'll see pinwheels all across the country during the entire month of April.
So considering how prevalent an issue this is, why do you think people have such a problem talking about it?
It's a scary topic. People are not comfortable enough talking about it. You know, it took years before people started talking about domestic violence. And we need to get to that same stage where people are not afraid to talk about child abuse. The difference is that most children don't disclose when it happens. They very often don't disclose until they're an adult. And much of that is trying to educate a community that if a child does disclose to you, the worst thing you can say is, it didn't happen, I don't believe you. We really need adults to understand that if a child says something, the best thing you can do is say, I believe you, and let's see if we can get some help. And I think that until we get to the stage where children are not afraid to disclose, about 90% of the children who are abused, it's done by someone they know. It's done by a family member, a relative, a close friend, which also makes it that much harder for a child to disclose, you know, to be able to say, geez, you know, grandpa did it or my next door neighbor did it. It's not that stranger. And I think that only adds to the level of complexity for it.
Right. And have you noticed that during this month or due to these specific community events that people have been more willing to come out?
We have in the last years, we find that more and more people have come out to support the month of April and then all year long. You know, we don't want this to just be one month and then we forget about it. But it does give us a month to bring the visibility to it, to make sure that people see what's going on. And those who have not joined in on the conversation, so to speak, or joined in on the discussion, all of a sudden it hopefully brings some new people on board to say, hey, how can I help? It really takes the entire community to recognize child abuse, report child abuse. You're better off making a report that turns out to have nothing there than to bypass an opportunity to hopefully protect a child.